Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we'll hear from a student at Centerville High School who loves music and is wildly passionate about the bass guitar.
My name is Zach Whitaker. I am a senior at Centerville High School. I'm a student, I'm an athlete, but most of all, I'm a bassist. I love the bass guitar. Music has always been a huge part of my life, particularly the bass. I found a love for music as a young kid. I would be sitting with my father in the basement, blasting the Beatles. Forget George and John's guitar, Ringo's drums, all I cared for was Paul on the bass. The simple bass line that is usually left behind hit me like a wall, almost like it was the only part of the song that I could hear. As I got older, I started to search for my own music. I tried listening to hip-hop, to rock, to country. I tried it all, but I just wasn't feeling it. I now realized that was because the bass wasn't there. That's why I turned to psychedelic rock. Those bass grooves turned me into a bass fiend. I found a particular band that has one of the best bassists in history. This band is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and their bassist Flea. Listening to Flea's bass lines, Flea's funk, I fell in love. I couldn't get enough. And that's when it hit me. I was made to play. I was meant to pick up the bass. I was about 14, just getting into high school, finding out my real friends. And like most teens, finding out what stress was. The stress from school, my parents' high expectations to follow my sister, who's a straight-A student, getting her PhD from the university in Cincinnati. I'm a student athlete. I play football, which takes hours every day after school. I couldn't turn to my friends, because if you talked about your problems, you were a wuss. So now I needed a way to deal with stress. One night I was at my friend Brandon's house. Brandon is one of my closest friends, almost like a brother. I practically lived at his house. We were listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers when I brought up my thoughts about playing the bass. His brother Alec overheard us. Alec is a very talented musician himself. He looked at me and said, "Why didn't you tell me this earlier?" He ran downstairs and came back with a huge acoustic bass and put it in my lap. I was frozen. Brandon said I was cheesing like a little kid opening presents on his birthday. Alec proceeded to tell me about frets, which strings was which. This was the first time I ever played the bass. Ever since that moment, I haven't put the bass down. I got my own acoustic Dean bass and practiced every day until the tips of my fingers would bleed. It wasn't enough. I wasn't happy with how terrible I sounded at first, not realizing that no one can pick up an instrument and be amazing right away. So I just kept practicing. Through my hard work, I began to grow, to improvise my own music. Today, after 4 years, I sit here with a newfound passion for music. I play my bass every single day, always turning to it when I need to relax, when I need to let go of my stress. If I could do one thing in life, it would be to influence everyone in the world to pick up an instrument. My bass is my sword, and together we'll slay the evils of stress and bring a new inspiration for music to the world. I am a bassist. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Zach Whitaker.
That was a story entitled "Stay Calm and Play Bass" by Centerville High School senior Zach Whitaker. Special thanks to Trisha Rapak, broadcasting teacher at Centerville. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wiso.org, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armand Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee.